Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, that's Stevie Dan bringing us back. One of my favorites. That's Peg.
That song.
7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gaten, rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. And Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is the president and the CEO and also the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, the twice weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out. You're gonna like what he has to say. He's inside the beltway. Rich, we've been talking about the dysfunction, the Kabuki theater. That's what I should have said earlier. Instead of kerfuffle, it is a Kabuki theater. It has no basis in reality to anything else anybody ever does in their lives. The things that are going on in Washington, and with what I always like saying, which is totally appropriate, without any sense of shame.
Yeah,
that's so amazing.
That's the worst part.
But I want to read something to you. This is my poll this week. From my small business audience on my website, who do you think bears the most responsibility for the government shutdown? 14% say the Republican Party, 7% say the House Republicans specifically, 21% say the president, and 57% say Obama and the Senate Democrats. So small business owners, they seem to be able to see through things and,
they have to deal in reality.
That's right. Yeah. And they don't like no shame. They, that's one thing for sure.
Yeah.
So okay. In the previous segment, you made the prediction, and I'm afraid you probably are going to be right this time. That this government shutdown over the budget, over whatever the issues are that shut the government down right now, and is we've already had the sequester that happened earlier in the year. Now we've got the government shutdown, and both of those are going to roll into the debt limit, which is going to happen on the 17th of October.
Yeah, that's what the
debt ceiling needs to be raised, so the government allegedly, according to Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, needs to borrow more money to run the company, the country. So you think that's what's going to happen?
I think that's what's going to happen, if only because when the Senate, I think Friday or maybe Saturday, voted along with the House to retroactively pay all the furloughed government employees on the theory that this wasn't their fault.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just a paid vacation. I said on the air the other night that on the first day of the shutdown, downtown Washington looked like Mardi Gras, like New Orleans, because everybody had to come into work to close down their stuff, and then they went out, to have lunch, and they didn't have to go back to work, so they were just walking around, drinking. It was all I was missing was some beads.
Hurricanes, everybody with a hurricane glass in their hand, right?
Exactly.
And beads.
So they're all going to get paid. So the effect of the shutdown is really a non-effect. So there's no, the business about NIH and everything else. There are some organizations that are calling their workers back, even if they don't get the next payday. I think is Thursday. But as long as they're going to get paid, they're beginning to say.
But don't we need to point out that the government is not without money?
The government has money.
In fact, with this debt issue, raising the debt limit, the country takes in $200 million a month in revenue, right? Which is enough to prevent a default.
Well, and they can move, it's like anybody else. If you had to, you could move money from your money market account into your checking account.
The 17th doesn't have to be the drop-dead date, does it?
No, but I guarantee, the last Treasury Secretary, Geithner, did that. He said, I said it was going to be whatever it was, March 2nd, but we can really probably go till June 5th.
Is this like Obama's red line?
Yeah, that's right. I guarantee you Obama, because as you know, the Treasury building is in the same piece of land as the White House, that they're connected. And I guarantee you that the president had old Jack Lew over there and saying, if you set this date at October 17th, you will not move it, right? Because you need a hard deadline. I'm not an economist, so I don't know what the actual effects of this sort of thing would be if we didn't raise the debt limit. We probably not only should raise the debt limit, we should probably repeal the law that requires that, because it's not in the Constitution. It's a law that was passed sometime in early 20th century.
So 30 seconds, what's going to happen? Where are we going to be in a month?
I think in a month this will all be forgotten. There'll be some new disaster that we're all
talking about. Will the debt limit be raised, and will the budget
I think so.
The CRs will go through, and who's gonna wind up being on top?
Nobody, because I think everybody, the American public already thinks that they're all fools, and they just look like bigger fools.
They're tired of without any sense of shame, I think.
Maybe
that means we'll do something about it, Rich. Well, time will tell. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check his website out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.